Okay, so for our third cheer, thank you to those who have come and those who are watching online. Again, a special thank you to our sponsors for the entire program, to Serena and David Koshitsky, in memory of Riva Koshitsky, Zichrona Levracha, and to the Weinbaum Foundation. Thank you to Orchaim for hosting the 18-hour cheer, and thank you to Peter, who's doing the webcast. For those of you who have not yet tuned in, today we are doing this partially to support our university programming. We have programming both for men and for women daily here in Or Chaim for men, and for women in Olpana Orot. If people would like to donate, they can donate online. They can donate at the door. As of last night, we had raised $7,000, which with the matching brought us to $14,000. Okay, so another goal of these shiurim is to showcase the types of shiurim that we have throughout the community. So I liked just doing halachic topics quickly, usually during Mincha Maariv at the Bayit in like 5 to 7 minutes. But here we get a little bit more time. We have 30 minutes or so until after Rosh Shacharis. So what I want to do, what I want to discuss is the question, we'll look a little bit at the sources, but we're going to go mostly outside, is do you have to wait for the rabbi to finish davening for the chazan to start davening in shul? So we know that most of our shuls, if there is a rabbi, as opposed to here in Or Chaim, but if there is a rabbi in the shul, so then we people generally wait for the rabbi. However, if you look at Shulchan Aruch in Source 1, Shulchan Aruch, right, disagrees with this. He says, "V'im yesh yechidim b'kahal ma'arichen b'tfilah, san ein l'chatz l'hamtin aleihem, afilu ha'yech hashuvei ha'ir." If there are people who daven too long, so then you do not have to wait for them, even if they are the important members of the congregation, of the community. And you don't have to wait for an important person who has not yet come to start davening. So despite the fact that there is a common custom for people to wait for the rabbi, the simple read of the Rama is that this is incorrect. That one is not supposed to wait for somebody who is who's davening longer than the kihilah. So why is it that we wait? Right? What is the basis for the minhag to wait? Is it correct? And where does it come from? Etc. Okay, so let's start with the position of the Rama that, in fact, it is incorrect that people should not wait for the rabbi to daven. Where does that come from? So there's a concept, as we'll see, called tircha ditzibura, that you can't cause distress to the congregation. So there's a machlokis amongst the poskim, whether that's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, whether that's a biblical law or rabbinic law. But there are many, whichever way it is, there are many cases in Shas where we institute certain things because we want to avoid tircha d'tzibura. We want to avoid causing an imposition on the community. So, for example, right, the position of the Rambam, at least, that if one finishes reading the Torah and then realizes at some point that there was a mistake, there was a mistake in the Torah, one does not have to go back and reread it. And we try to avoid having to roll the Chumash when the Tzibur is there because we don't want to cause a Tircha de Tzibur and many other examples. So in that context, the Binyamin Zevin, this is the source of the Rama, writes in Source 2, V'al asher kasaf did noeg shatz kishim mashlim tvilas lachash v'rotze lispalel b'kol ram v'yish sham chacham echad o echad mechashuvim shelo ishlim tvilato. So he said there is this custom already that people will not start davening. The chazan won't start davening if the rav or if someone significant in the community has not yet finished his davening. Even if the whole shul is finished, so the rabbi hasn't finished, so you're going to wait. says, Nireh lefianyas daiti, I think it is clear to me, the ain linog minagza, that is wrong, you should not have this custom. Da bikama mikomos matzinu dish chash chazal. The Chash Chazal mitarach hatzibur, because we know that Chazal cared very much about causing an imposition. The Sefer Torah eino niglal b'tzibur b'nei kavod v'torach. You don't roll the Sefer Torah when the community is there because it causes an imposition. Kedisa b'yoma, as it's in Yoma, balo, berik balo, v'rabba v'rav yosem, travayin karen b'chum mashim v'zakenazim kavod hatzibur. We do all types of things for the kavod hatzibur as well. And he gives examples, and he says, if you just go a few words down, he says, there is no greater degradation of the community to have them sitting around idling while the rabbi finishes davening. He says, And he said, this is what he quotes, this Rav Shimshon, that in fact the Chazan was waiting and he yelled at him. He said, you can't wait for the rabbi, it doesn't make any sense. And then he continues to quote people who say that this is the wrong thing to do, to wait. And he says the same thing is true, and this was the second half of the Ramah, that if the rabbi hasn't shown up in shul, you shouldn't wait for him either. And if you skip to the bottom, he says, we do this mibnei evas v'kavod hatzibur lokoshik and lebasav adam lein lo laham mibnei evas v'kavod hatzibur hanir lefi aniyas daiti kasafti aniyo ani binyamin. Right, he quotes as a kal vachomer from the heichal, and he says it's clear you shouldn't wait for the rabbi, and that is the position of the Rama. So the question then becomes, okay, then why is it that the minhag klal Yisrael is you wait for the rabbi, barring exceptional shuls, where the rabbi said, look, I want to have a long Shmoneh Esrei, I don't want everyone to wait for me, and he tells them to go ahead, he tells them never to wait for him, but my cousin's shul in Neveh Yaakov, that's what the rabbi does, he says, don't wait. But in most shuls, they wait for the rabbi, and if the rabbi says, don't wait for me, they wait for him anyways, and he waves them along, they don't go along, right, they wait. So why is that? So we basically have two possibilities. Three possibilities. One is to say they're wrong, right? That it is incorrect that we paskin like the Rama, and this is a minhag taos. And as the Binyamin Zev says, this was the minhag, but he doesn't know why it is. The other possibility is to say that no, in fact, it is legitimate to wait, because in fact, this is not true. The kavod of the Rav is important, and therefore does override the kavod of the Tzibur. The third possibility is to say that the minhag is correct, but maybe of our understanding of it is not correct. Maybe the reason that we wait isn't because of the kavod of the Rav, because the kavod of the Rav cannot override the kavod of the Tzibur. Maybe it's for a different reason, which would maintain the minhag, but perhaps there would be implications if this was the case. So this is a machlokas amongst the Acharim. So I'm going to have Raman 3 notes that while the Rama says you shouldn't wait for the rabbi, achshav nagu lahamtin ala avbezdin, the minhag nowadays is to wait for the rabbi. V'nira liatam. So now, what's he going to say? Why? So most people would tell you the reason is kavod. You're supposed to respect the rabbi. But the Magen Avraham does not take this position. He says, no, nira liatam. Shirov ha'anashim mispalim b'mirutza. Most people daven too quickly. And therefore, what's going to happen? Everyone's davening quickly, and then the few people who daven slowly and say every word aren't going to be able to say Kedusha, aren't going to be able to be up to where the Chazan is up to when he starts Chazaret HaShatz. So how are you going to ensure that the people who daven slowly, who can't read quite as fast as the people who are davening quickly, how are you going to ensure that they're going to be able to daven with the minyan? They're going to be able to say Kedusha with the minyan. So, what do? We pick someone who davens, we assume, at a reasonable pace and says all the words. Now, who can we assume davens in a reasonable pace and says all the words? The rabbi. Lachain mamtinin. But now, what would come out? If the reason that you wait for the rabbi is not because of kavod, which was everybody thinks, but because the rabbi is assumed to daven at a reasonable pace. And when the rabbi finishes, you can assume that someone davening at a normal pace has said all the words. So what would the nafkamina be? If the rabbi is known to daven for a long time, or the rabbi wants to daven for a long time, you shouldn't wait for him. It would be wrong. And the Magen Avraham, in fact, goes in this direction. He says, V'lochein mirali, davim einav bezdin beir, yesh lahamdan al mispalam mila b'mila. He said, look, it's not really about the rabbi at all. And therefore, if the rabbi's not there, pick somebody else who davens at a reasonable pace and says every word. Aval kishe ma'arich, but if he davens too long, ein lahamdan alav. Right? It's not about kavod. Right? He maintains the position of the Rama, that it's improper for somebody to wait for the rabbi, the kavod atzibur, to override the kavod of the rabbi. And therefore, he says, it's true you wait for the rabbi, but it's not because he's the rabbi, it's because he davens at a reasonable pace. If he's not there, pick somebody else. And if the rabbi davens long, so don't wait for him. K'masher kozav Rabbi Akiva, and his proof is, Rabbi Akiva, kishayim ispalam et tzibur, the Gemara says explicitly, Rabbi Akiva had a long davening, but when he davened for the amud, or davened with the tzibur rather, when he davened with the minion, he knew they would wait for him. That's how he's understanding it, right? Or he's davening for the amud, and therefore they're obviously waiting for him. He would shorten his davening. Because of then he goes farther and he says, let's say someone wants to daven a long time and he's afraid they're going to make fun of him. Or they're going, right? You're going too long. It's bothering people. They're going to make fun of you. So pretend that you finished. Walk back in the middle of davening, even though you aren't finished. And then the application seems to be, and we'll see that some of the Achron will make it even more explicitly, that if the rabbi is davening long and they refuse, the Kila refuses to start without him, which is wrong, fine, so walk in the middle of davening, take your 3 steps back in the middle of Shema Koleinu, right, and continue davening, because it's so important to not have the tzibur be davening too long that if they're going to wait for you, so then make them think that you are done davening. The Elia Rabba enforces Idna Mamtina la Rav Shabir. Venir at time shall he spala call but mehiras again. He paskin like Managav Ram. He says, yeah, we wait for the rabbi, so you don't daven too fast. Like Kolkach, Shyamra Balavach, Yitrichan Anu Lehamtin. And the Mishnah Brura is well in 5, Ain Lahamtin. Said Kevan Shayesha Sara Yeshna Sham Shchina. He said, why don't you wait? He said, why is he don't wait for the rabbi? Because he said, the reason that God comes to the minion is not because of the rabbi, it's because of the minion. There's 10. The Shekhinah is there. V'al mi yam tenu od. Right? If 10 people have finished davening and are ready to say Kedusha, so what, the rabbi is more important than God? Who are you waiting for? God is here. He's waiting for a Kedusha. Why are you waiting for the rabbi? Ukayom nispashin aminag lahamtin alav bezin. It's true. We wait for the rabbi now. V'nir atam yishum daminag kayom b'ari Yisrael l'kboash im av bezin b'yachad eis l'morach ha'artvila. He gives a different practical reason. Says, you know why? Because people have shir. There was a minhag. You learn with the rabbi after davening, right? I know this is true in the bayit, at least for a minute, right? Right? Karabkin will give a 1 minute dvar halacha. What's going to happen if he's not finished Shmona Esrei? So then, who's going to say the dvar halacha? Who's going to learn with the rabbi? It's a practical problem. And if you don't wait for the rabbi, he's going to teach the Torah, then everyone will miss the Torah because they'll leave because he'll still be davening. And he said, the rabbi should make sure to come to early to shul, so people don't wait for him. So what you find is that the Magen Avraham, the Elia Rabba, the Mishnah Brura, they all maintain the minhag. Yes, wait for the rabbi. But everyone seems to have this conception that the reason we wait for the rabbi is for the kavod of the rabbi. And therefore, even if he davens really long, that's fine, and it doesn't matter. And they all say, no, it's not true. It's not about kavod. Yes, you wait for the rabbi, but not because of respect. Because you don't prefer the respect of the rabbi over the respect of the congregation. Rather, the halacha is that you want to make sure that everyone's davening. And therefore, if the rabbi davens too long, you shouldn't wait for him. At least he shouldn't impose that you should wait for him. And the Prima Gadim, again, Misha Ein Matriach HaTzibur Ashrav, and one who doesn't cause stress to the congregation, right, he is praised. V'ayin Mater Tzvi, Hevi Masha Siyam Sham Jama, Nishun Ozoal Matriach HaTzibur. And if someone causes the Tzibur to wait, we punish him, right? God punishes him. The Ber Halacha in 7 just notes all of them chashuv mkamoshiish kilkoi the exactly amtinu kagon leinian tefillas arvish yisbalu tekev shiskabet minyan afshlo gia dain hazman. He said the only real exception where you really have to wait for the rabbi, right? The time when he says you wouldn't wait for the rabbi even because of practical reasons is if by waiting for the rabbi you're going to miss zman, right? Which sometimes also happens, right? Everyone is so worried about waiting for the rabbi, they end up missing zman, right? So then, don't even wait at all. Fine. So there is what I think is a dominant position in the poskim, which is to defend the custom of waiting for the rabbi, but only because of practical reasons, because you want to make sure you daven at a good pace and the like. But what would come out from that, as they say explicitly, is that the rabbi should try to daven at a normal pace and not too long. And if he's going to daven too long, the rabbi should recognize they shouldn't wait for him, and he should either wait them long or tell them in advance, right, as they do in my cousin's shul, to not wait for him. Okay, but there still is this perception that perhaps it's about kavod. So let's analyze, is there any basis to say that it's about kavod, right? The Ramah says you shouldn't wait for the rabbi at all. This series of achronim, right? Serious achronim, Magen Avraham, Prima Gadim, Eliyahu, Rabbi, Mishnah Brura, all say you should wait for the rabbi, but it's not about kavod, so it's only if he davens at a normal pace. Is there any basis to the kavod argument? So here we move to the Rashba in number 8. So he was asked as follows: Shalta od hecha de sefer Torah pasuch likros bavaya kamin beis haknesses asuk v'tfilah markam shenor shai lahafsek. Let's say you're in shul. In a different case, you're in shul, and you're up to kriyas haTorah, and the kohen is still saying Shemona Esrei. He's the only kohen. You have to wait for the kohen. Says imam tinim lo achisam shvazul tirchot l'tzibur lo chay shinan dimishum dichsevik hidashto olo. So there's a mitzvah de oraisa to respect kohanim. So does that mean you have to wait for him to say finish Shemona Esrei so that he can get kohen tshuva? Mistabra she'ein mamtinim lo. We don't wait for him. Shelo v'chol makom akram she'akov yaktum kohen. Shareva makom tamed chacham afilu ger kodim lo. V'lo yehei kovod atzibur kal mitzurba me'rabanan. He says, no, you don't respect the kohen over the kovod atzibur. V'kol him tzav she'betvila katsu b'shabim shum tirchad tzibur. And besides, we shorten davening on Shabbos because of tirchad tzibur. V'icha tirchad tzibur v'dilusa tzibur. It causes pain to the tzibur and he's dilusa to the tzibur. So it sounds like, from the Rashba, he also rejects the notion of Kavan, at least in the context of Kavanim. But the Rimigash, on the other hand, right, seems to say not this way. And he says, "Ima yishatz marach b'tfilasu k'dei lasu tfilasu tachanunim." Ok tas me'anche hakal me'richu k'mochein. Im yesh limchos biyadam bazem lo. Let's say the chazan, or someone in the community, is davening too long. Is that a problem? So he says, Tshuva, Shatz amarech b'tfilasu, Mayaya b'tzibor mishamarech kamohu me'osam sheyesh echreach letzibor lahamtin lohem, ein alev b'za'ava. And he says, if the chazan davens long, but there's someone else in the community that they have to wait for anyways, so he's allowed to. So suddenly you have the Rimigash, who implies, he doesn't say it straight out, he doesn't tell you who you're waiting for, he doesn't tell you why you're waiting, but he assumes that there's somebody in shul that you have to wait for. So here we have our first opening that perhaps there are those who in fact think that no, it is an issue of kavod. There are people who out of respect you have to wait for. Rabbi Kiva Eger takes it straight on and says yes. The Ramah paskins, you don't wait for the rabbi because there's no room for Kavod HaRav against Kavod HaTzibur. I think that's wrong. And he has very harsh words in 10, in the underlined part. He says, you can't change the minhag. It's explicit in our holy Torah, and the words of our holy rabbis, and we cannot move from this. And if we change, if we change this minhag of giving respect to the rabbis, the whole Torah will collapse. It'll all be over, and this becomes very popular, right? Even though the Rishonim in the Rimigash have a hint to this, but the Rashba explicitly says there is no kavod of an individual. Kavod HaTzibur. Even the Ramah says you're not allowed to wait for the rabbi. In the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, Prima Gadim, the Elyo Rabbah, all say you wait for the rabbi, but only for practical reasons. Despite all of that, Right? Rabbi Akiva Eiger comes and says, no, it is kavod, and if you change chalila v'chalila, the Torah will collapse. And this becomes the modern, sort of the party line later on in poskim, even though it doesn't seem, as far as I can tell, to be the majority voice in the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, where the issue of kavod doesn't get mentioned. Either it gets mentioned in the negative, the Ramah, or it is just left out by the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, and the like. Despite that, Rabbi Akiva Eiger introduces this, and if you look in Tshuvas Van Hagos in 11, Rav Moshe Sternbach quoted, "Ach shav nira shekihila shetkinu lolamtin larav." If a shul doesn't wait for the rabbi, "Ledivei hagon Rabbi Akiva Eiger zatzal hareim pogim biyisodei haTorah." Right, they're destroying the Torah. Mezalzlan b'rav heyach yala tefilasom lamarom chas v'shalom. Their tefillah won't go up to heaven, God forbid. Rak lefamim harav marech lachein hu ba'at mevakish lolamtin. He said, sometimes, yeah, the rabbi will go too long, so he'll tell you, don't wait. Kavur baruch hashulchan vayin b'rimigash, and he proves it from that rimigash. And then next line of MS Nira Shain Lazalzu Bakabaratar Lavakesh Kane Lochain Al Kopanim Bishabis Lo Yivater. And he says, at least once a week. During the week you want to forgive it, on Shabbos you need to stand up for your kavod at least once a week. So on Shabbos stand up, Chayovin Al Kopanim Azlahamtim Yiskaim Bizak Kavaratara. And if you do it, then you will be fulfilling the kavod haTorah. And then he quotes the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, in general, it's not good for a Talmud Chacham to always forgive his kavod, because the Gemara says you're allowed to, and yet the Gemara says that when people used to walk into the room, even if the rabbis didn't want you to walk in the room, they would get angry if you didn't at least, you know, show that you wanted to stand up, do that little nod of the head. Right? So he says, you see, the rabbis aren't supposed to always wave their kavod, because that creates a weakening of Torah if people always wave their obligation to respect. And then he says, what about the Rashba? The Rashba had said explicitly, you don't wait for the Kohen for the Aliyah. So it's very nice, but the Rashba says explicitly it's not true. So in the last paragraph, he says, V'nira d'shayni tzuras ha-kibud l'tamad chacham mi-likihun. I think they're different. Shev'tamad chacham ha-rotze l'chabdo mechabdo b'kibud ha-meyuchud l'tamad chacham dafka. Kimo lakum l'fanav v'chadoma. The honor you give Talmid Chachamim is unique. Aval l'kro v'tore in z'kibud, just to calling the Kohen, that's not really such a kibud. Rak b'seder kadima mechabim. You just put him first. But waiting for the rabbi is something we do uniquely to show that we have honor of the Torah of the Talmidei Chachamim uvazeh. Kevan she'ein ze kibud meyuchad l'tamid chacham in tzarech lechabdo. Rak likro achar b'fanav kein bizayon. By the Kohen, to give him precedence is not a big deal, but to not show kavod at all, that is a problem. Rav Asher Weiss says, well, Paskin like Rabbi Eiger in 12, and he says, "Uvizmanenu achar shenagu kain." Nowadays, that this is the custom. Misha'enu mamtin l'rav minha matmihin. Someone who doesn't wait for the rabbi, it is minatmin, right? It's astonishing. It's heresy. V'roi ligo, bro. You should yell at him, lanisho, and punish him. Ela imkain harav marech b'tfiloso ad me'od. Unless the rabbi is really, really, really a long davener. V'hu mocha lo chvodo, and he forgives his kavod. Kvar aveinu, but kliz varinu, d'vreste chemed. Shemi shemarach betvila v'atzimor mamtelo muter lo lirmos lahem b'emtzat tvila. But even though the Rasher Weiss takes the line of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that it's about kavod, he still maintains the concerns of the Mishnah Berurah, which is, but the rabbi still shouldn't daven too long. And because of that, he says, if the rabbi realizes they're waiting for him, so let him wave them on, right? Based on this Stechemed, in 13, right? And if you look at the underline of 13, it's only an Isser Darabban anyway, so yeah, you can wave them along. And he says, and if they won't listen to you when you wave your hand, halacha lemaizei paskins, like the implication we saw in the Magen Avraham, take three steps back. Right, the rabbi in the middle of Shmona Esrei, Shema Kolenu, take your three steps back. Because even though he says it's an issue of kavod, he still maintains the concerns of the Mishnah Berurah that you shouldn't overburden the tzibur, and therefore if they're not going to let go, so walk in the middle of Shmona Esrei, because it's more important than, it's more important to avoid the tircha of the tzibur, of the community. Then he adds in his aruv, derech tzachus amarti, I once said, sort of in jest, or as a non-jest, as drash, that tzibur mechuyev al pi musar l'hamdin l'rab b'tfilaso, that you should wait for the rabbi. He says, why? Dalo amru, darabonus mekaveres ba'aleh. Because the Gemara says that being a rabbi, being a leader, right, makes you die young. Right? V'im kein, atzibur Hashem v'sharav doeg l'arichas yamim v'shanim. And therefore, why do rabbis daven so long? Because they have a hard life. They're worrying that they're going to die young. And whose fault is that? That's your fault. Right? That's the community's fault. And the Gemara says, if you daven for a long time, you'll live for a long time. You'll daven long, you'll live long. So it'll counteract the tzaros that the shul has caused him by making him their rabbi. And since you caused him all the tzaros in his life, so you have to deal with his long shmoneh esrei. So that's his drash on it. But as a pure halachic point, what we have now is we have the three positions. We have the position of the Rama, you should not wait for the rabbi at all. The position of what I think is the majority of Acharonim, which is you do wait, but not because of kavod, but because you want to make sure that you're davening at a reasonable pace, which would mean that if he's davening at an unreasonable pace, you don't wait for him. And then you have the position that it's about kavod, that it's about honor. Now, theoretically, one could have said, if it's about honor, so then even if the rabbi davens long, so then you should wait for him. But there, the Acharonim, as we've seen, even the ones who say it's about kavod, relent. And say, yeah, but the rabbi really shouldn't do that. He really should daven at a normal pace. And yes, it's about kavod. Right? So the community should be willing to wait for him. But he has to take into account the kavod atzibur, and therefore he shouldn't daven too long. And as the Minchas Zasher summarizes, the Acharonim are so convinced that the rabbi shouldn't cause pain to the tzibur and make them wait too long, that he thinks even the middle of davening, you can wave them along or even take your three steps back if they're so convinced that they have to wait for you because of kavod. So convince them that you finish davening. So even those achronim balance the concern of the tzibur very heavily. In 14, the Siach Yitzchak as well provides this hetzer to shorten your davening. And he quotes again the story of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva used to have a very long davening, but when he was chazan, he was mekatzer. He would daven much shorter. And if you look three lines down, he quotes a chacham who told his students that, yeah, kishvizbal echad of neateva, mekatzer tefillah, v'ani omer, yachol lekatzer, ani osa atzmi, kishvizdacha lamodim, v'adayin lagat l'shmak oleinu. He said, I shorten, and when I'm not davening for the Amud, I pretend I'm done. When I'm not, I daven mod, I bow for modim and shmak aleinu, ukishamaschol baruch, kadesh yotzi yidei chovetz achem, and yoholech lachor, right? And I'll, when he starts baruch, I'll walk backwards, kidlu siyamti tfilasi v'chulei, ובסבר פריס אולם קצה וזה לשונו, אני ואני קיימתי זה מסברה, במקום אחד כשלחתי ושליחות מצווה, ושמחתי ריסי דברי רבנו. That I did it as well. Lefiani is daiti heters and merumas bigamara, and he says, I think I have a source in the Gemara for this, that the rabbi is allowed to even trick people into thinking he's done. Because it says, Me'ach, Shabbi Akiva, Yeragal, Chavin, Be'asera, Seres HaKavana, B'tfilot, V'hurgul, Arach, Bagam, Be'veis HaKnes, Lo Yochol, Esbal, Mehiras, Kol Kach, She'osik, Devar, Seir, Chasim, She'posal, Achav, Kilosim, Kvar, Tfila. Rabbi Akiva, right, used to daven in shul, right, and then it says, right, and he would daven for a very long time. So how did he daven for so long in shul? Right, it says he was mekatzer, so I think what would happen is that he would take a step back, and then he would continue davening. Right? What does mekatzer mean? He's saying it doesn't mean that he actually davened short. It just meant he pretended he did. Right? He would step back so that people would let him continue, right? And then he would keep going. Now, I don't know where he gets it from the Gemara, but at least that's what he thinks Rabbi Akiva was doing. So now just for a summary of this, in the Piskei Tshuvos writes, as we've noted, that according to the majority of Achronim who think that this isn't about Kavod, but I think is the majority of Achronim, you clearly shouldn't wait for the rabbi if he davens too long. And he quotes, it's Mishnah Brura, El Yarabba, Machta Shekel. And if someone, Machta Shekel says, if you daven too long, Osa Shalom Kadin, Shematriach Kolatzibar, Ulakach, Ein Mamtinlo, since he's sinning by making them wait, Memela, you shouldn't wait for him. But Prima Godim quotes it as well. And Ulufichach Sarach Lomer Nek Paragav Shedvar Bachamurim Shalgon Rabbi Kiva Eger Lemkomen Vishaitem Nemush. Rabbi says Zilzul Bekavod HaTorah, and then he says, you know what? I even think Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't really mean it, because Rabbi Kiva Eger probably meant it. There was probably a generation where people didn't respect Rabbanim, so they had to be mechazeket. But the Piskei Tshuvos is Chassidish. So in his shul, they respect the Rabbanim. So he says, okay, you'll respect the rabbi even if you don't wait for him at davening. An argument could be made that's not true in shuls. It probably is a good thing that you show a little bit of deference to the rabbi. But as we've noted, even the poskim who think that it's about kavod say that the rabbi has to balance this and daven short. If he davens too long, that really is, seemingly according to almost all poskim, a problem. And then at the end he notes, based on the tshuvas v'anagos, that maybe on Shabbos, right, you don't have anywhere to go anyways, right, everybody's there, the community is there, it's, you know, the rabbi is on duty, so maybe then, like the tshuvas v'anagos, you should try to show the extra kavod, and maybe the rabbi doesn't have to shorten his davening as much on Shabbos. I'm not sure this is true either. Davening is particularly long on Shabbos, but it's at least something to think about. Just in the last point, he quotes from the Chazon Ish, "Shemir l'shaz hamamtin alav sheyamtin ma'at lachar psiosav." Said if you are going to wait for the rabbi, right, you should wait till after the three steps, right? Because what you see is that, right, everyone thinks they're doing kavod for the rabbi, and then he starts saying his three steps, and they're half done with the first bracha. By the time he right finishes Yehi Ratzon, he said, if you already think you should wait for the rabbi to have kavod, or because of pacing or whatever it is, right, then the three steps isn't a magic formula. You should give him another 15 seconds to finish up davening, which is just the point, the practical point that the Chazon Ish makes. So again, just to summarize, the common minhag is to wait for the rabbi. The Rama was against this minhag. Many of the modern poskim think that we have this minhag, it's correct, and it's for kavod. The majority of poskim, I think that the minhag is legitimate, but it's in order to pace davening. What comes out of that is that if the rabbi is going too long, so that is going to be an issue, he should shorten it. And even the poskim who think it's about kavod, right, even the poskim who think that, yes, the rabbi deserves honor, they still think the rabbi shouldn't be matriach hatzibur and should shorten his davening. Then there's this caveat from the Tshuvas Managos that maybe on Shabbos it's a little bit different because there people aren't as rushed, everyone's there, and it's a time to show kavod to the rabbi. But again, even if you are going to wait for the rabbi, even if you think it's about kavod, what's clear according to all the poskim, the rabbi should be sensitive to the community as well and daven at a reasonable pace. And now I'm going to go to Shacharis and give this to Rabbi Turchiner.